guys. He really turned into that guy that we kind of counted on to be a leader in the clubhouse and kind of set the tone out on the field as well. We always depend on him defensively, and he put some great at-bats out there for us. And then he really did a number on the bases, too. So he was stealing bags all over the place. And this year, kind of like you said, you know, last year we were more home run oriented as well as a team, and we were 50-50 with home runs and stolen bases. And this year we're much less oriented with the home runs. You know, we're in the high 20s right now, but we have well over 100 stolen bases this year. So that's kind of really been our strong suit is being really active on the base paths and taking advantage of anything that's been given to us.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Some of your other favorite memories of this summer, players or games or stretches.
Really, really, any time that we see the guys really bear down and buckle down and come from behind, really shows a lot about the character and the improvements that they made. A couple that come from behind, especially the grand slams, those really call to mind. Jacob Marquez took a no-hitter into the seventh. That was an exemplary outing by him, and I look forward to seeing what he can do this year. Tanner Tweed, once we were able to get him back behind the dish, he's really shown a knowledge for calling a game, and he's got a plus-plus arm. So we've been really pleased with what he's been able to demonstrate from behind there as well. So overall, yeah, we've really been able to see what these guys are able to do, you know, when we put them in positions to where they can succeed and utilize their strengths to the fullest.
Well, there's so much more I want to talk to you about, so I'm going to ask you to come on Scorecard Scribblings, my talk show down the road here, not too far, so we can really talk almost player by player and also talk a little bit of history. But tonight, you need a win. You want to win this game. It's a must-win game, Coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, anytime we get the opportunity to make sure we finish above 500, that's absolutely what we want to do. This year, we're definitely in that position to where if we win tonight, it's going to put us in a position to where we can start the year off really well the next year and be a couple games over 500 and allow us to really kind of finish where we want to be.
Any folks you want to say special thanks to at the end of the season?
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to my wife. She's put up with me and put up with the time that we spend and the amount of hours that we dedicate to this program. And she's really my rock. She's definitely the better half of this partnership. So she's my MVP. So I want to say thank you to Ashley very much. So, and then also everybody else, the family, friends, everybody, my work, everybody that's helped contribute to making this a successful season for us.
Well, it's going to be a packed house. It usually is a final game. It's Fan Appreciation Day. I know the ball players are ready to soak it in. I know you and your staff are. Mm-hmm. Eric Fasking, thank you so much for the opportunity this year. All right, well, we'll have lineups and more for you when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. The flag is currently being presented. We'll tell you about all the other presentations in this finale before the final game. But what a fun night it is. Usually the finale, it's bittersweet. You want the summer to go on. You want your team to always be out there playing. But hope springs eternal after you take some time off. And so now the flag is being unfurled on the field. The flag is being unfurled. This flag, you can hear Jake Mangus in the background. Scott Lewis will sing the national anthem. Let's listen in.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
a beautiful rendition by David of the National Anthem, one of our great fans here at the ballpark, and you can see players from both teams are on the field presenting. Well, you can't see it, but I'm telling you. It's the giant American flag that you see flying north of Cyprus next to Interstate 5. It was dedicated on the first anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. It's a perfect flag presentation, one of the best seen in Northern California, and it's all done by the Enterprise Lions Club and the Flag Fund. So terrific to have them out here. We had them out here on the 4th of July, and this is the big one. This is the very big family. They honored the host families for the ball club, for the players. That's another thing that you may or may not realize. These guys come from all over the country, and they're hosted in homes of big fans throughout the summer, and it's just a wonderful thing that many of those families do every year. And they also honored Barb, our top volunteer here, and we congratulate Barbara Harrison, who won a top senior award here in Redding and Shasta County, and she'll be honored as the Woman of the Year. And we certainly appreciate her. She's always on guard over there in front of the clubhouse on her chair and never misses a game. Well, that's all the festivities for now. So now let's get to baseball, right? It's just about that time. We have some starting lineups for you. Tonight's game, Nick Schrodel will be on the hill. He made the first start of the season, and he will be making the finale start of this campaign. Colt 45's defensively behind him. This one will be a little bit of a different lineup, but Chris Brew's back in the lineup. He's over at first base. At second tonight, Daniel Duarte, because you may recall I mentioned last night that Julian Kadama and Andy Vayena, hopefully they're listening on their way home. They both had to return home one day before the season ended, just the way it worked out. So we said goodbye to them. They posted a goodbye on our Facebook page, by the way, to the fans. So it's a bit of a piecemeal lineup, but a pretty good offensive lineup, I think. Duarte's at second base tonight. At shortstop is the kid, Connor McCoy. At third base, is Tanner Tweet. Out in left field, Ryan Bolf, who hit the ball well last night. In center field tonight, Kyle Schrodel. And out in right field, it's Buchanan back in Casey Buchanan, who, of course, has also had a good start for the Colt 45s in this final week of joining the team. Behind the plate tonight, Nick Horsley. And on the mound, Nick Schrodel for the Colt 45s. Nick comes into this contest with leading the team in a couple of categories, but 6 games he started. This will be his 17th appearance, second only to Jordan Akins. 49 and a third innings. He has a 1-3 record and a 5.29 ERA. If he can avoid the long ball, then he's in good shape. He has been one of the better guys in terms of balls and strikes. Not quite as good as last night's pitcher, Jacob Marquez, but certainly has been the veteran that we're all getting accustomed to. He'll be heading back to Minnesota to play his junior year along with his brother Kyle in college, at Crown College. They start in a month or so. The Reading Ringtails, Lane Thacker leads it off. First pitch, he sees, he lines to brother Kyle in center field for out number one. Well, there you go. A nice, fun start for the Colt 45s. Thacker is their third baseman. He leads off Chase Rossman, the first baseman, bats second. Chuck Matthey in right field tonight is in the 3 spot. Jordan Taylor hits fourth. He's in center field. Brian Barrington, son of the coach Paul, a longtime ball player here in the North State, he's back in the lineup tonight, and he will be DHing, hitting fifth. John Downey in left field hits sixth. David Miller, the catcher, seventh. Christian Reynolds, second base tonight, hits eighth. And Diego Castaneda will start at shortstop and bat ninth. Nick Sanderson makes the start for the Ringtails. We'll tell you all about all those folks as we go through the night tonight. The left-handed batting Rossman now at the plate takes a couple of pitches away from Schrodel. Colt 45s have won 6 of the 8 meetings between these two teams this season. And this, of course, the big finale. They won last two nights. Bounced sharply right side. Brew to his right makes the play, but then the throw is bang-bang to Schrodel at first base. Chris made a nice play going to his right in the hole, and he kind of threw it overhand, which is always a little dangerous when you got a pitcher covering. Not sure if they'll give Rossman a hit or if it'll be an error. We'll check the scoring here in a minute. Our umpires for tonight's game, John Batchelor behind the plate, and Blake Ayers out on the bases. So Rossman is at first, has good speed. And it brings up Chuck Matthew, who has had some success against the Colt 45s. Chuck's a veteran in the area, right-handed hitter. Runner is going. They got him picked off, throw down, and McCoy's a little late getting there. Connor not familiar with playing that shortstop position, and I think that just caught up to him because they should have been able to get Rossman there. So give him the stolen base. Schrodel has an excellent move. He obviously showed it there, picked him off, but seemed to be they needed to zip it over there. Chris probably did. So Matthew now has a man in scoring position. Schrodel, good fastball. Changer, change up and breaking ball. Tiger Field down the line, 320 to left. In the left field line, 310 down the right field line. The Gerlinger Steel fence posts still hang here at Tiger Field. That one's inside. 1-1. That's dead center is 406. The power alley is 358 to left center and 370 to right center. The field has shadows just to the edge of the infield where the first and second baseman are still in the sun field. The right fielder also has to shield the sun. Slow roller hit to third base. Tweet fields and it gets away from him. It'll be a throwing error. Going over to third is Rossman, and Matthew is safe at first. He heads down to second on the throwing error by Tanner Tweet. So that's one of the downsides to having guys playing out of position, but they'll hopefully get comfortable here as this game goes along. So far, no harm, no foul, as they say, with Rossman at third. And brings up Jordan Taylor, their center fielder. Taylor had pretty much knocked the snot out of the ball before last night against the Colt 45s this year, but they quieted him down just a little bit. He was just 1-for-4. Left-handed batter. Big breaking ball, a little bit high, 1-0. Light breeze, and I say light breeze blowing. The fans have fans. They gave out to everybody who came to the game tonight a personal Colt 45's fan, the kind that you fan yourself off with. It's very nice. They fold up into a little tiny thing. The players are more susceptible, I think, to the heat right now than anybody. Changeup swung on, hit pretty well to left field. Going back, looking up, and it is. Hooks around the foul pole. Foul ball. And let's see, the home plate umpire, John Batchelor, ruled that it was a foul ball. Wait a minute, is he now saying it was? Why did he hold up both hands? Is it fair or foul, Batchelor? Oh, yeah, Coach Barrington, Paul Barrington, longtime Simpson assistant. He's coming out. I think he might have got that call wrong. I got to be honest. Batchelor, if you're playing off the Colt 45's body language, they'd agree with you that it was a home run, but they're not going to tell you that. Both kind of turned and watched. And he's going to ask for help. The angle, I would imagine Blake Ayers, I mean, you got to get it right. Imagine Blake Ayers would have been able to have a different, he was out closer to second base. So he may have a different look at it. And he can, Nick Schrodel is giving him an earful, doesn't want him to overrule. But let's see. Barrick Fasking is waiting to see if they're going to, if it's a home run, it's 3-0. If it's a foul ball, well, It's a 2-1 count. But you just want them to get it right, right? It seems like they would have known right away if Blake Ayers thought it was. Home run, so Ayers is going to overrule Batchelor. And it'll be a 3-run homer. So Rossman and Matthew score ahead of Taylor. As mentioned, Taylor has hit the Colt 45s well. That's his third home run against them this summer. He has 8 runs batted in. Now, Barrick's not looking to get tossed here, but he is going to point out, hey, come on, he was in a completely different position, and you're down the line. I think it was a home run, but I don't have the best position either. Either way, there's a lot of baseball to be played, so you don't want to play all your cards right now. Brian Barrington now comes to the plate. And of course, he's a long-time Northern California baseball player. We mentioned last night a new father. His dad, the coach, and Brian played collegiately here as well. Barrick's really letting him have it pretty well. And he's just trying to make his point to John Batchelor, basically. Basically telling him, you know, why didn't Blake Ayers run down the line to help him out? Maybe one of the things he's saying. But either way, seed planted, one out. It's a 3-0 deficit, and I mentioned it in the pregame. Nick Schrodel just has to avoid the long ball because pitchers don't dig them. And, Nick, that's one of those categories that you don't want to lead your team in, but he does. The 8 home run he's given up this summer. Barrington, a big right-handed batter, didn't play last night. Wanted to get one last set of swings in against his arch nemesis tonight. Brian hitting .214 in 4 games and lines the first pitch he sees after all that into left field for a base hit. So Schrodel's not fooling him necessarily. I mean, one of those runs would be unearned. I never did double check the scoring on the first one. There could be 2 unearned runs. We'll check on that in a minute. As John Downey now comes to the plate, John is younger than the lefty Nick Schrodel, but also both of them went to UPrep. Of course, Kyle played with John. I think John would have been a – I don't know if they played – John probably would have been a freshman when Nick was a senior or – a sophomore, so they might have, I'm sure they played together a little bit. Downey had a hit last night, but they had pretty much had his number prior to that. Takes a couple of pitches now. Ball and a strike to count. Well, that's kind of a bummer of a way to start it, but the good news is a lot of baseball left to be played.
What?
Swung on. Soft liner to short. McCoy Fields makes the throw to first, and they double Barrington off there. The double play. Well turned. So the soft liner to short, 6-3 double play. And what could have been a worse inning? Well, it wasn't. How about that? 3 runs on 3 hits. It was an error. And nobody left on base. Let's go to the bottom of the first. Colt 45 is looking for their first at-bat. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Peyton Edwards will lead it off here in the second inning, listening to Colt 45's baseball. And it is the last game of the season. Edwards leading it off against the Ringtails left-hander, Nick Sanderson. They've seen Sanderson this year. He started three previous games against them. He's 0-1 against the Colt 45s with a very good 3.00 earned run average. Edwards stands in. Peyton, a right-handed batter. He's DHing tonight. Colt 45s wearing the white-on-white uniforms, the black stockings, the black numbers and lettering with gold trim. And the Ringtails wearing their road unis, the maroon tops with blue lettering and numbers, maroon caps, and the gold, the gray bottoms, pants. Edwards pops this one up left side. Shortstop going back, left fielder coming in. Shortstop makes the catch for out number one. That brings up Ryan Bolf. Bolf just joined the team and has made his presence known last night. He was 3-for-5 with a couple of runs batted in. How about that? Way to go, Ryan Bolf. He's got a crouch stance. He's the one that uses that red, white, and blue bat. It's actually mostly blue. He put some yellow striping on it tonight. Some yellow tape that's become pretty popular. They've increased that. They made that tape where it actually stays on the bat. 1-0 pitch. That one's up and away. 2-0. I would imagine we're going to see a combination of pitchers tonight. Fastball away. 3-0. Sanderson, who pitched so well against the Colt 45s this year. And then I would imagine we'll see Rojas as well, because he shut out the Colt 45s in one game, and he's also pitched very well against him. The right-handed batting, Bolf. Ryan waits for the 3-0. It's on the inside corner for a called strike. Breeze feels good up in the stands. As I said, the flag is laying flat, resting on the flagpole, not blowing anywhere out there. Tanner Tweet on deck, batting third. In fact, Tanner's little brother, Jackson, is one of the bat boys tonight. That one's just a little up, and ball four. So Bolf reaches base, first base runner. Against Sanderson. And now the power hitter, right-handed batting, Tanner Tweet out of Red Bluff High School in Sac City. He's batting .291 in just 32 games. He leads the team with 3 triples, 5 homers. Also has 23 runs batted in those games and a .504 slugging percentage. Runner not going anywhere at first. Checks, excuse me, swing. A super slow roller towards second. And all hands are going to be safe. The second baseman, first baseman, pitcher all crossed over. And Tweet gets an infield hit out of it. It was just an excuse me swing. Not hit hard enough to really be a force out or anything. But hey, Colt 45s will take it. 2 on for Daniel Duarte, who's been hitting the ball well since joining the club. Rejoining. He started the year with him. He's hitting .316 with 2 homers, 9 RBI. And he's hitting 7 of 8 since returning to the team from his summer in Florida. And, in fact, he's riding a 5-game hitting streak to the final game of the season for a .474 mark. In fact, all this season, he's hit safely in 8 of 11 games. So I think, all told, that would have been a big year for Daniel, if we were able to keep him around. Breaking ball over for a strike, 1-1. But he had some other baseball responsibilities in Florida. Now, he will be attending Benedictine in Mesa, Arizona, and I learned that he will not be going there with Nick Horsley. They're actually kind of tag teaming now, swapping. Nick will be going back, will be staying here and attending and playing at Shasta College. So we'll get to see him. He'll get to continue his work with Bill Plummer. That's a win-win, and Daniel will join that program there. This one's up to him, 2-1.
Guess what? I got a fever. The only prescription is for cowbell.
Nice crowd still rolling in on the fan appreciation night at the ballpark. Here comes the 2-1 now to the right-handed hitting Duarte, who's he's truly proven to be a utility player for them this year. He's a catcher by trade, but obviously solid at first, third. He's now playing second tonight. He's pitched for the Colt 45s. He pitched for them last year. Check swing. Did he go around? They're not asking for help there. The base umpire is on the left-hand side of the infield facing the pitcher. So he's between the shortstop and second base in the grass in the infield. So he really didn't have a better look at that check swing anyway. Duarte waiting for a 3-1 pitch now from the left-hander Sanderson. Looks back to second. Big leg kick, change up in the dirt, ball four. Second walk of the inning. Base is loaded. And Kyle Schrodel, who's hitting fifth tonight. Yes, I never did give you that old batting order, did I? Schrodel batting fifth, the center fielder. Buchanan hits sixth. He's out in right. Chris Brew batting seventh. Nick Horsley hitting eighth. Connor McCoy batting ninth tonight. So Kyle getting the chance to hit up in the order a little bit. Just, you know, maybe he'll see some different pitches. Had to settle for a couple of walks last night. Pretty good on-base percentage of .303, considering hits have not come lately. He had a good start to the season, but just been kind of snake-bit at the plate as of late. Only one hit since July 5th when he had a couple of hits. No balls and a strike to count. Wears two black batting gloves. The tall right-handed batter takes that one over for a strike, 0-2. So the guy couldn't throw a strike a minute ago, and now he's good old internet's letting me down up here at the ball game, at the ballpark. Server is temporary, unavailable. I hate when that happens, don't you? Reading Colt 45's website might be getting a run right now. That one was a ball, 1-2 now the count. Kyle Schrodel waits the pitch from Nick Sanderson, who's working from his windup now. With the bases full, lefty's pitch is bounced up the middle, could be two. Second over to short, one on to first, double play. So the run does not count. Kind of textbook there, 4-6-3, twin killing. And the Colt 45's threatened, but nothing to show for it. No runs, a hit, no errors. A couple left on base. We go to the top of the second. Colt 45's trailing the Ringtails. 3-0 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse. A timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reddings' Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalenikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the final game of this season. We're in the top of the second. Colt 45's trailing 3-0 on a disputed home run call in the first. Jordan Taylor went the other way with a three-run blast down the left field line. It was first ruled a foul ball by the home plate umpire, but then he got together with Blake Ayers, his base umpire, and they overruled it, and it was ruled a three-run homer. Here in the second, it'll be David Miller, Christian Reynolds, and Diego Castaneda facing the left-hander, Nick Schrodel. Nick's first pitch to David Miller is over for a strike. Of course, Miller, the Simpson University, attended Yuba High School, I believe. Schrodel, the big lefty out of UPrep. That was a breaking ball. Bounced towards second. Duarte fields. Throws it over to Brew at first. out number one. Well, Nick has not had a winning decision in a while. It's kind of hard to believe as I look at it because he's pitched in so many games. Checking his one-loss record here. But Nick, with a 1-3 record, he's not had a win since back on May 24th. You know, that's how things started. So you'd like him to finish it with a win, wouldn't you? I mean, he's lost three games, but he's not gone beyond four innings since back in June. He's been in the starting rotation and out of the starting rotation, so that may not be a fair assessment. But his last outing was a good one at the Potters. He went four innings. He did give up four runs, but no walks and five strikeouts. First couple pitches to the right-handed hitting Christian Reynolds. Strikes 0-2. Reynolds, open stance, very open stance, in fact. Now, Reynolds didn't play last night. He whiffs at that one, strike three. That'll bring up first strikeout, by the way, for the left-handed Schrodel. It'll bring up Diego Castaneda. Diego is a little right-handed batter. He attends Holy Names University out of Shasta High School. First pitch to him is a changeup over for a strike. Nick had him fooled on that one. Nick with 49 strikeouts and 49 in the third innings. That one's fouled back. So he should be healthy going into school at Crown College, where he will very likely return to a starter's role for them in Minnesota. Change up low.
Hey kids, if you're in the dizzy bat race, come on down to the gate behind the home dugout. You're in the dizzy bat race. You signed up for it.
There's a 1-2 pitch coming. Two outs here in the top of the second. Showed a big leg kick. Changeup swung on and missed. He struck him out. So the second inning, different from the first, that's for sure. 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the second, looking to start scratching away at that 3-0 deficit. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Shasta EDC is committed to growing our local economy. Do you operate a manufacturing company in Shasta County? If so, we are offering free consulting to local manufacturers in partnership with the California Manufacturing Network. Their dedicated industry experts are ready to serve your needs. Areas include lean manufacturing, sales and marketing, and HR. In addition to our consulting, we have also created the Grow Manufacturing Initiative that helps local manufacturers collaborate to be more effective and profitable. Call us today at 224-4920.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. You can hear in the background the kids getting their dizzy bat race fun on. That's Rick Bassetti calling it out tonight. Well, what a gem he is for the North State community. You know, this is a nonprofit here, and it does an awful lot of good for an awful lot of people and provides real, just basically, inexpensive entertainment for fans out here. Ringtails with that 3-0 lead. Sanderson on the hill. Colt 45's loaded him up against him last inning, but couldn't put anything across. So Casey Buchanan will lead off. Casey was 2-for-4 with a couple of runs batted in last night. A couple of guys not with the team for this final game. We mentioned Ty Brogdon's not here. Also, Easton Waterman not with the club. He had an illness the other night, so he's not with him. First pitch swung on, hit sharply. The first baseman stabs at it, and it'll be an error on the first baseman. Buchanan reaches. That brings up Chris Brew. And Chris, he's been struggling since hurting that leg. I'm making an excuse for him because he started out so well after a wonder at Simpson University. And the right-handed batter, back on June 26th, he was still hitting .291. I mean, at one point he was hitting .324 for the team. He had two homers back on June 26th, in fact. On the 23rd, I mean, but since then he's struggled. He had injury he was dealing with, and just hasn't been able to get back in that groove. He's dropped down to .234, but still tied for the team lead in homers with five. Five homers and 36 runs batted in. Brendan Roop, who also had to leave the club early because of a family health issue, and we hope that that's turning out well. Our thoughts are with them. That went over for a strike. He will wind up unless Chris knocks in three tonight. He's three RBI behind Roop for the team lead for the summer. Chris could do that. He can pick up a couple of them right here, in fact. Throw over to first for the left-hander Sanderson. Brew does have a good, when his swing is nice and tight, it is strong. 36 runs batted in 36 games. He's been kind of stuck there, though. Waits for the pitch, almost hits him inside. 2-1 now the count. Chris did not play last night. And this pitch swung on, hit sharply through the whole left side base hit. There you go, Chris Brew. You needed that. It's been a while. So Nick Horsley will come to the plate. I mentioned a little while ago, Nick will be staying in Redding, looks like. I don't know if he's going to go home and see the family or anything in American Utah, but he's going to be working as a catcher for Shasta College, and that'll be a great experience for him there. He started out at Benedictine, and they redshirted him the first year, played a little bit, and then, you know, he's been working very hard this summer on all of his tools for the Colt 45s. Right-handed batter has pop. And the first pitch to him is a breaking ball over for a strike. He's 0 for his last 8, but Nick had just been kind of getting into a rhythm before that. He hit safely in 6 of 7 games before that, including his first home run for the Colt 45s. 0-1 pitch now coming to him. Sanderson has been on second and first. Good fastball fouled back out of the play. 1-1. Nick played first base last night. Back behind the dish tonight. That one's called. Oh, my goodness. Called strike three on Nick Horsley. Strike out for Sanderson, and it'll bring up Connor McCoy. McCoy, right-handed batter, playing shortstop tonight. Second game he's played shortstop, and he's out working on charging the ball. And it's a different position from second. If you haven't played it a lot, he certainly has the tools to play it. Connor batting .247, no homers, 10 RBI. Playing, he finished a stellar career at American Christian Academy here in Anderson. He'll be playing at Shasta, and he just stepped right in, played with the big boys this summer. He's played locally in other junior teams or, you know, all-star teams, but this is definitely a step up. Bouncer towards third, goes over to second for one. McCoy is going to beat it to first. They have men on the corners and two outs now. Safe at first on the fielder's choice is McCoy. Buchanan to third. And out at second, Brew on the 5-4. And it brings up Peyton Edwards, who's had some clutch hits for this team. Peyton hitting 217, but a deceptive 217. Three homers and 20 runs batted in, and only 83 at-bats, considering he's been battling a knee sprain. That one over for a strike. But he has three homers, 20 runs batted in 24 games with the Colt 45s. Three for his last 11, including a homer and a triple. That one's bounced up there. Runner was going, and he's able to slide in safely at second base. So a 1-1 count with Edwards, and at second base now. Men on second and third, McCoy at second. Buchanan at third for McCoy's ninth steal of this season. Right-handed batting Edwards now back to the windup for Sanderson. Just a few streaks of light out in the right field area now. The lights will be coming on. Swung on, plate bouncer, foul left side. Colt 45's coaching staff under Barrick Faskin. Justin Simonsman at third base, Biz. And at first base, Brett Miller. Even let me take some batting practice today. It wasn't pretty, but it was fun. I appreciate that opportunity. It was nice. Peyton Edwards, who really is a hitter. Now with a 1-2 count. Sanderson. Off speed, swung on, goes the other way. One hop, though, right at the second baseman. He'll field it and throw it to first for out number three. Hit it well, but it was right at him. No runs, one hit. There was an error, and two men left in scoring position. Okay. We'll head to the top of the third. Colt 45 trailing 3-0 on KCNO. Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
So Nick Schrodlot for his third inning of work tonight for the Colt 45s. Trailing 3-0, a first inning opposite field home run by Jordan Taylor. Been kind of a thorn in the Colt 45s side this year. And he'll face the top of the order, Lane Thacker. Thacker flew to center field to start the game off. Great night out at the ballpark tonight. Glad you could be with us wherever you are on this final night of the summer collegiate season here in the North State. Breaking ball over for a strike. Thacker, right-handed batter. He was 0-for-4 last night against the Colt 45s. He's now 4-for-10 this summer, his third game playing against them. Fastball up. 1-1. Just an awful lot of fun going on. We mentioned extra giveaways and activities. Fan appreciation night. Colt 45's looking to finish the season above 500. Thacker bounces this one right over the pitcher, charging from short as McCoy fields and throws. Very smooth. That should give him some confidence at the shortstop position. Mazzetta is a different play for the shortstop. He has to, A, take charge, throw running towards first base. With second baseman, you go in, plant, and throw. It's a little bit more of an acrobatic position. in a way. McConnell was working very hard in the pregame, taking some extra ground balls. Maybe the last game of the summer season, but the work continues for all these young college players. Chuck Rossman now, the play. He singled, eventually scored after stealing a base in the first. Bounced up there. 2-0 the count. Rossman was 0-for last night. He's 2-for-16, so 1-for-8, 125 against Colt 45s this summer. Left-handed hitter. Fastball way, way, way up. Now, he's out of Lassen College. Here comes the 3-0. I would imagine he'll not have the red light. Doesn't matter. It was up. Ball four. So that's the first walk issued by Schroedel. And Nick now will face Chuck Matthey, who reached on an error by Tanner Tweet in the first, a throwing error, and eventually scored on the home run. Matthey was 0-for-4 last night, but before that, he was 10-for-23 against the Colt 45. So he's hitting 370 against the Colt 45s this summer. This is his eighth game. He's played in all but one in the series. Takes that first pitch over for a strike. He has two doubles and four runs batted in against Redding, the other Redding, your Redding, Colt 45. 0-1 pitch to the right-handed batter. Change up, takes it over, but a little low, 1-1. Nick's thrown 36 pitches. We're in the early stages. Big left-hander, he's 6'5". Looks to first, and the breaking ball bounced up there again. And let's see, the count now. I believe it's 3-1. It's 2-1. 2-1. Thank you. On deck, Jordan Taylor hit that opposite field home run his last time. Runner is going here. Ew, it hit him. He was coming inside, but the lefty hit him. That brings up Taylor again with two guys on. Maybe you just want to face him with nobody on. In the previous eight games against the Colt 45s, Taylor had 11 hits. That's most of between the teams. Two doubles, two homers, five runs batted in. So that's all coming in to this game. Add to that a three-run homer in the first, the opposite field. Change up, over for a strike. Taylor has shown a propensity to go the other way. He's batting gloves on both hands. Not a Simpson. And yes, indeed, he does wear that goatee. Horsley setting up inside. And he hit him! Not that far inside. So, Nick, the wheels are starting to get a little wobbly. Jordan Akins quickly getting up to throw out in the bullpen. That's after a good second inning. And now Nick Horsley's going to go out to talk to Nick Schroedel, and Barrett Fasking's going to go out to talk to him, too. I know Nick was excited to pitch tonight. Brian Barrington is the guy due up, and they'll have the bases loaded. And it brings up Barrington.
The lucky winner and three friends will watch the
Giants face the Nationals. Who singled the first pitch he saw off of Schroedel in the first. Strong switch hitting DH. So Barrett Fasking out having a smile, just trying to, you know, the adrenaline is flowing out there from Nick. I know he would really love to finish strong. And, I mean, who doesn't want to finish strong, but to. And the big left-hander wants to finish strong in front of this nice crowd. So Barrington comes out of the plate with a chance to do some further damage. And as I said, Akins getting it loose in a hurry. Jordan did not pitch last night. Told me last night he could give him a couple of innings. He threw a lot of pitches his last time out. But he said he's ready. And also Jeff Cross told me he could go tonight. I guess to them it's their game seven of the World Series, you know, all hands on deck. We know Jacob Marquez won't go tonight, but what a terrific game he had last night. and a couple of other guys nursing injuries, Kronowski and Velarde. Bouncing ball toward short. McCoy wanted to go to third, instead goes to first. He wanted to go to third, but Tweet was playing the ball, as they just kind of communicate defensively. He then threw to first, no chance of getting Barrington at that point. That's just a lack of familiarity with that position. He could have come home to Nick Horsley, although Rossman, I'm not sure where he was on that. Either way, we'll see what they give Barrington. It's a more of a mental error than anything. So Matthew at third, Taylor at first, Barrington at second, excuse me, Barrington at first. Infield is at normal depth up the middle, but the corner infielders aren't in a little bit. They did rule it a throwing error on McCoy. And Connor will learn from that. Stop, look to Horsley, and throw home. But, you know, you have to have eyes in the back of your head, or at least your peripheral has to be accustomed to looking to know that Tweet's off that bag. Just not that he played it horribly. The mistake he made was on the throw, and that he knows. Base is still loaded. Swung on. Oh, check swing, and it's going to be a strike. They're getting that scoreboard dialed back in, and it's 4-0 now. A one ball, no strike count. Check swing. Just letting the crowd know there's a crowd mic right above them. So you don't want to be part of the broadcast. Cheering, yes. 2-2, the count. I'm the left-handed hitter out of UPREP. So it's UPREP against UPREP. John Downey at the plate. Swings and misses, a big strikeout for Nick. David Miller now comes to the plate. He bounced to second in the second. Miller was 1-for-4 last night. And in the series, he's hitting .208 against the Colt 45s. Actually down to .200 now. He's 5-for-25, has a double and two runs batted in. DH last night, catching tonight. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Fastball up and in, 1-0.
That happened with my daughter.
Bases are loaded. Nick Schrodel trying to get out of it. The lights are on here. Jordan Akins still throwing. We could be looking at him if Nick can't get Downey. Miller. You just don't want this thing to get out of hand. They're throwing their best couple of pitchers at you tonight that have had success against the Colt 45s tonight, Sanderson and Rojas. The 2-0 fastball over for a strike, 2-1. At third base is Matthew. At second, Taylor. At first, Barrington. Two outs. Schrodel needing to get something here. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Popped him up. Is it playable? It's down the left field line, and in foul territory, the catch is made, and the Colt 45s get out of it as Wolf runs it down. All right, so there was one run. Could have been worse, right? One run on no hits. There was an error, and the bases are left jammed. We go to the bottom of the third. Colt 45s need to start getting it going now, trailing 4-0 on KCNR.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to save big money and help a great cause this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big 3-day yard sale at our museum property on Ronda Road in Anderson, just south of the Walmart. Plus, if you want to make a donation of items to the yard sale, we'll take donations Friday and Saturday. Please, no junk. We'll see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And thanks for your support of our local veterans.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back. This game broadcast brought to you by Omega Realty. We'll tell you more about our wonderful game sponsor as this game goes on. It's 4-0. Colt 45's needing to get to it. Nick Sanderson has been a tough cookie so far as far as keeping them off out of home plate. But the Colt 45's have had guys on base. They left two on in the first and two in the second. Just need to string some together here. Ryan Bolf will lead it off. Right-handed batter for the Colt 45s. Bolf, one of the guys that joined the team. He had been playing in Chico. And late in the season, the Chico's done with their summer. Colt 45's needing a boost. And so Bolf and Buchanan joined them. He walked and was stranded at third in the first. Sanderson's pitch is a good fastball and line right back up the middle for a base hit. That's what you do with a good fastball. That is just the, it is the third hit. They've had at least one in every inning so far.
Now batting, number 23, Tanner Reese.
So Tanner Tweet now comes to the plate. He had the single in the first. Power hitting right-handed batter. Fastball he takes away, 1-0. Tanner has hit safely in 9 of his last 10 games. He has hit safely in 24 of 32 games. In those last 10, he's hitting .356 with 13 runs batted in. Wow. That's a pretty good stretch. With .291 on the season. Next pitch is a strike, 1-1. Bolf over at first base. We mentioned began the summer with the Chico Nuts out of Chico High School. Omega Mortgage Group, sponsoring tonight's broadcast. We thank them for being along, taking care of us and you, the Omega Mortgage Group. Tanner Tweet takes that one for a strike now. 1-2 the count. Pretty good lead over at first for Bolf. Not going anywhere. Bounce foul third base side. Colt 45 is trailing 4-0. As mentioned, they've had runners, multiple base runners in both innings. All right, the 1-2 pitch from the stretch. Both pretty good lead now. The throw over, he's back in standing. Looking in for the sign, the left-hander. Does not look back to first, and the fastball swung on and missed. That's strike 3. So Tanner was not shortening that swing. He was looking for extra bases. Goes down on strikes. And brings up Daniel Duarte. Duarte walked in the first. We mentioned Daniel has been basically hot all year before and after he left the club. Daniel's 10 for his last 25. 10 for his last 25 since rejoining the team. And he's hitting .474 over the last 5 games. Daniel was talking before the game about last year's team. They had a just kind of a blessing of power hitters, a rare, like four guys almost had double digits in homers. He was one of them that wasn't that far off of it. He had, I think he had 4 or 5 home runs, which is a ways away, but still. Here's a 1-0 pitch coming. Both not going, swung on. High pop right side down the right field line, but it's going to hook foul. We'll get you up to date on some scores elsewhere in baseball in just a little bit. Now ready to go again. Duarte standing in. A 1-1 from the stretch. Sanderson looks to first this time. Change up away. 2-1. Can't quite get a handle on John Bachelor behind the plate tonight. Again, I do not have the best angle to know the corners of the plate. I can get a pretty good feel for high or low, but I'm over on the third base side. Popped up right side out of play. Into the parking lot. The Rivercats from Sacramento in action tonight. Got an early start over in Texas, Round Rock, and a little bit of a slugfest over there tonight. A 10-9 Round Rock lead. They got three in the bottom of the eighth. So batting with the last chance now. The Rivercats looking to come back. That's a call! Strike three. He snuck a fastball by him on the outside corner. Kyle Schrodel now to the plate. Kyle bounced into a 4-6-3 double play in the first.
Kyle Schrodel.
Right-handed batter, but it's kind of changed their walk-up songs. I'm not really that hip with the music, so I really don't know what's what. We'll get you up to date on some Major League scores next half inning. Schrodel out in center field tonight behind his brother Nick. Akins looks like he is ready to go out in the bullpen. He's now just kind of standing and looking with the ball, just trying to stay warm. Usually would be the case if they're going to bring Nick in to start the next inning. But if you go to Jordan now and you're hoping to get three or four innings out of him, and we shall see. Fastball foul back again into the parking lot. 0-2 the count. And Kyle's one of those guys who also got off to a good start at the plate and just has struggled a little bit down the stretch. It's a couple of hits against the Ringtails this year, 2-for-11. Oh, chased one down in the dirt, and it gets away from the catcher, hustling in Schrodel, but he won't be able to beat it out. It's a strikeout, 2-3 on the putout. No runs, a hit. No errors, a man left on base. Colt 45 still looking to break through. Trailing 4-0, and Jordan Akins will be the new pitcher when we return on KCNR.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to save big money and help a great cause this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big three-day yard sale at our museum property on Ronda Road in Anderson, just south of the Walmart. Plus, if you want to make a donation of items to the yard sale, we'll take donations Friday and Saturday. Please, no junk. We'll see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And thanks for your support of our local veterans.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group. They have an office on Hilltop in Reading. White glove concierge level service with a personal approach. Omega Mortgage Group sponsoring tonight's broadcast. And we thank you for joining us as well. So the new pitcher will be right-hander Jordan Akins. Jordan, for the Colt 45s, leads the team in appearances, and he will have that He will have that when the season ends in a couple of hours. His 19th appearance this summer. He's pitched 42 and two-thirds innings. And in those innings, he has struck out 52 batters, 2-1 with a very good 3.58 earned run average. He's a hard-throwing right-hander out of Shasta College. Sandy Brown locks. Yeah, good. Has good power too. He's in the cage today, ripping some home runs. And Jordan, in fact, out of the bullpen has been a lifesaver for the Colt 45s in the second half, especially his last 20 innings. Akins has given up only one earned run and has 23 strikeouts. So Nick Horsley going out and kind of getting on the same page with Jordan. And getting their signs straight. We're ready to go. Here in the top of the fourth, trying to keep it right where it's at, 4-0. Four runs, three hits. Let's catch the errors here. Four runs, three hits, one error for the Ringtails. No runs, three hits. I think there should be. Nope, and two errors for the Colt 45s. At this point, Colt 45s have had some big offensive games against that one swung on, missed, 0-2 the count quickly. On deck, due up next, David Miller, Christian Reynolds in the hole. I'm so totally wrong. This is Christian Reynolds, and you already knew that. Diego Castaneda at the plate. Swung on and missed. Good strikeout there for Jordan. So for Nick Schrodel, it wasn't the start he'd hoped for, but, he got out there and gave it his best a couple of days. I believe, was it a day? A couple of days after his 23rd birthday. Three innings, three hits, 300 runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. Right now, he is the pitcher of record, but hoping the Colt 45s will be able to come back and change that. Castaneda, the little right-handed batter, swings at a fastball, fouls it off. Here comes the first pitch to the next pitch to him, bounced to the left side, and it is foul ball. Over in the third base coach's box, Chad Johnson, who is the general manager of the team and also a coach and a player. I spoke to him, and they continue to grow as a summer collegiate team. Of course, the Colt 45s have been doing it successfully as a nonprofit for a long time and hope to be considered at a different level, but the Ringtails have played them tough here and are getting better and better every year. That one fouled off right side. Castaneda, nice job of just staying alive on that one. Came into the game with six hits against the Colt 45s and 20 at-bats. That's now 6-21 after striking out his first time up. Akins looks in, working from the windup. Big leg kick, turns and fires. Fastball over, called strike three. He knew it. Castaneda just knew it. Immediately heading back to the dugout. Lane Thacker now comes to the plate. Thacker is 0-2. Fly out to center in the first and a bounce out to short in the third. He started both of those innings. And in both of those innings, they got runs on the board after he got made out at the leadoff spot. 0 for his last six against the Colt 45s. That one's over for a strike. He had a big first game in this series with four hits and five at-bats and a couple of runs batted in. Colt 45s won that one 16-7, and they won last night 10-1. Right now it is not lopsided. If it is lopsided, it's the other way, 4-0. But a lot of baseball yet to be played. Two-thirds of this game still happening here in the top of the fourth. Check the swing, 0-2, choking up on the bat. High chopper towards short. McCoy has to wait on the big hop. Fields and throws, and he got him. So it's 3-up, 3-down for Jordan Akins here in the fourth inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45's turn now, trailing 4-0. This game brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to this game broadcast brought to you by our friends at Omega Mortgage Group. Why choose Omega for your lending needs? White glove, concierge-level service with a personal approach. Whether you're financing, refinancing, or buying a home, compare our mortgage rates, their mortgage rates, and closing costs for conventional jumbo, USDA, FHA, or VA loans, and you'll see why Omega Mortgage Group has financed almost 100,000 homes. So back to action, Casey Buchanan leading off for the Colt 45s, needing to come up with some run-producing hits here.
Leading up for the Colt 45, right fielder.
The left-handed batter going to stand in there. Their catcher, Miller, didn't like that the home plate was dirty. You know that's one of my pet peeves. I know you guys know that. Umpire needs to clean that dish. Breaking ball from Sanderson to the lefty is over for a strike. Sanderson wears a sweatband on his right arm up into the forearm area. Takes that one high. Wears two black batting gloves. Fastball swung on, hit well towards center. Coming in center fielder now goes over to his right and makes the catch. Hit on the nose, but right at him for out number one. Chris Brune out of the plate. Chris, base hit in the second. Chris has played a lot of games on this field this year. First, of course, at Simpson University, led them in homers and slugging percentage in 2019. It's out of Bishop O'Dowd High School in Hayward, California. First pitch to the right-handed batter. That's a fastball inside corner called for a strike. Nick Horsley on deck. Colt 45's needing to get some clutch hits now. They have three hits, a hit in each inning, but they've left guys on in each inning. Crowd trying to get them going here a little bit. We don't really have an organist here, but they do have one on the computer. So it sounds just almost as good as an organist. Fastball away to Chris Brew. Here comes the 1-1, curve away, 2-1. Of course, what I was referring to, many of the guys on the other team are friends, teammates of Brew at Simpson, Sanderson's fastball. The guy pitching right now, I'm not sure, I cannot recall if Nick was from Simpson or not. Sanderson has pitched well against the Colt 45s, though. This now his fifth game against them. There's a good fastball. Brew just missed it. Fouled it back. Been a while since Brew's last long ball, but he wouldn't mind getting one. He and Tanner Tweet in a dead heat leading the team with homers. This one swung on, hit sharply towards third, fielded there. Brew does not run great, so they had plenty of time to make the throw to first for out number two. Now Nick Horsley, who watched a called third strike in the second. Nick back behind the dish tonight.
Now back to the 45. The catcher, number 34, Nick Horsley.
So Nick is been a real trooper for this team, too. He's played at multiple positions. He's even stepped in and done some pitching for the club this summer. It's a great arm, as the skipper says about. We know he's got the pop in his bat. We've seen it. Hitting 349 in high school. This one swung on. Slow roller to short to his right. Castaneda fields and throws and just does get Horsley at first base for out number three. So the Cove 45s go down in order here in the fourth, not what we're looking for. The Ringtails with a 4-0 lead heading to the top half of inning number five. This game broadcast brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
It'll be the 2-3-4 hitters batting for the Ringtails here in the top of the fifth. They lead the Colt 45s 4-0 in the season finale. This game broadcast is brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group. All rates are not created equal. Find out how much you may be able to borrow. It's fast and free. Visit their website, omglending.com, or call them, visit their office on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Omega Mortgage Group. So Jordan Akins working his second inning in relief of the starter, Nick Schrodel. Got him uno, dos, tres in the fourth. And it'll be, did I say Thacker? It'll actually be Rossman, Matthew, and Taylor to lead things off. You're in the fifth. Chase Rossman, not Chuck. I've been calling him Chuck. Hey, you know, maybe his friends call him Chuck. Chase Rossman, left-handed batter. First pitch from Akins is a fastball away. 1-0. Chase out of Folsom City College. He's 1-for-1 tonight. Single, stolen base, scored on the first inning homer, walked and scored in the third. Second pitch misses, 2-0. Good fastball, but lined right at Duarte at second, out number one. So Chuck Matthew out of the plate. He's reached both times on an error in the first and was hit with a pitch in the third. Matthew was 0-for last night, but a couple of hits the first game of this series. That one over for a strike, right-handed batter. We mentioned Chuck's been around in his early 30s, still a very good player, fouled off. Colt 45s are strictly a collegiate development team, or an under. They have occasionally had active high school players that are headed to college, but it's all about developing players for college. Ringtails have a mixture, but also mostly college, current college players. And that one's up. A 1-2 the count on the right-handed hitting Matthew. Hankins rocks back and delivers a fast changeup away. That one's 2-2. I promised you some major league scores, and by gosh, I think I should deliver those to you. So I'll do that here after this pitch. Here's a 2-2 from Hankins. Check swing. Did he go? We're going to ask for help. No, says the base umpire, Blake Ayers. Top of the ninth, middle of the seventh, excuse me. The Twins lead the Royals 11-3. Rangers at home tied with the Tigers 4-4, bottom nine. D-backs, bottom of the eighth, lead the Nationals. That one misses, ball four. Hankins wanted it, so did the crowd. First base runner allowed by Jordan. And of all guys to put somebody on to face, that brings up Jordan Taylor to face Jordan Hankins. Taylor's been trouble, that opposite field three-run homer, three homers against the team this summer. D-backs leading the Nationals in Arizona, 11-4. Giants on top of the Rockies, 6-5, looking for insurance in the top of the sixth. So we'll keep you posted on that one. The A's in the middle of the sixth inning at home at the Coliseum, leading St. Louis 5-1. Dodgers lead the Padres 4-1, top of the ninth. This one swung on, lofted towards center field. Kyle Schroedel to his right will make the catch in left center for out number two. So they got Taylor out, so we can maybe breathe a little easier. But Brian Barrington hit the ball on the nose. He singled in the first and grounded to the shortstop in the third. It's now final at Yankee Stadium. Yankees beat the Red Sox and Chris Sale 9-2, the final. And the other game, 6-4. I can't remember which one was the first game. Well, you'll figure it out. 6-4, the Yankees sweep 2 day night. Cubs beat the Brewers 4-1. First pitch to Barrington is fouled off. He's a switch hitter, batting left against the right-hander, batting left against the first couple. As mentioned, Almora, the go-ahead homer for the Cubs. They beat the Brewers 4-1. Rays over the Marlins 8-6. Fastball up and away, 1-1. Phillies edge the White Sox 3-2. Mets down the Pirates in Pittsburgh 7-5. Ramos had 6 ribbies in the game for the Mets. Orioles 6-4 over the Blue Jays in Baltimore. And guess what? How did I miss this? The Astros toss a combined no-hitter in beating the Mariners 9-0. And in his, I believe, his debut start, Sanchez goes 6 no-hit innings, strikes out 6, walks 2, swung on, fouled back out of play, counting out 2-2. He combined with Harris, Biagini, and Davinsky. Each of those guys pitched a hitless inning, and there you have it, a combined no-hitter. The Astros, that rotation now looks remarkable. They're going to be tough to beat in the American League. Indians 7, Angels 2. That's a final. Lindor, a 3-run homer for the Indians. Braves beat the Reds 5-4 in 10 innings on Acuna's first career walk-off hit. Bottom of the 10th. And that ought to keep you up to date for a little while on the Major League scoreboard. Swung on, Barrington lofts it toward center. This time, Schroedel goes to his left and left center. And, oh, the right fielder calls him off for out number 3. Buchanan and Schroedel cross one another, but Buchanan called him off at the last minute for the third out. So we will say no runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, a man left on base, heading to the bottom of the fifth. Time to get serious, Colt 45's hitters. You're trailing 4-0 in the final game of the season This game brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth inning. They're breaking out the YMCA, getting the fans on their feet, clapping ready for the Colt 45s, who trailing this one 4-0. It'll be Connor McCoy, and then the top of the order, Edwards and Bolf, to face the left-hander Sanderson, who continues to be tough on the Colt 45s. This game brought to you tonight by Omega Mortgage Group. Find out how much you may be able to borrow fast and free. All rates are not created equal. Omega Mortgage Group. You can visit them at their office on Hilltop Drive in Reading. Leading it off, Connor McCoy bounced out. Bounced to third in the second. He's playing short tonight. The right-handed batter slightly open stance. He starts with it, his front foot open, and then strides in. Taps his foot as he does so. Takes that first pitch over for the strike. Connor had a hit in the opening game in the series. Peyton Edwards is due up next. Just a little bit behind, did get a piece of it. Now stands it with an 0-2 count. We're definitely in the time of the night where you need base runners. Got to protect that dish. That one's just off the plate. A nice changeup away. McCoy taps the base as he steps back in, once on the outside corner, once in the center. Now the 1-2 changeup. Oh, chase that one away. Miller scoops it out of the dirt, completes the strikeout with a throw to first. That is strikeout number 4 of the game for the left-hander Sanderson. And it brings up Peyton Edwards. Now Peyton's 0-2. Right-handed batter out of Red Bluff High School. Will be attending Cal State, Monterey Bay, and playing for the Otters as a junior next year, this coming season. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Misses away, 1-0. And some summer cloud cover, maybe a little smoke cover, but very comfortable out here again tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Sanderson working from the line. Base is empty. One out here in the fifth. That's away. 2-0. Colt 45s have had base runners in every inning except last inning, the fourth. But really nothing to definitely nothing to show for it. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball over for a strike. Peyton was not in the least bit interested in that pitch. 2-0, you're looking probably dead red fastball. Especially if you're a hitter with pop like Peyton is. Change up low, bounced off the plate. Now it's 3-1. Sanderson, through 4 1/3, has thrown 64 pitches, 38 for strikes, 26 for balls. Not a great ratio, but he's shutting them out, so he's doing the job. That one over for a called strike, 3-2. We do expect to see Rojas tonight. He's out in their bullpen. And get loose. This one swung on. 3-2 pitch. Looped into center field for a base hit. Good job. Good piece of hitting for the leadoff hitter tonight, Peyton Edwards. So with one down, Peyton's at first and Ryan Bolf to the plate. Peyton almost getting back to full speed on the bases. So yes, he's a good base runner. He's not stolen a ton of bases because of that knee, but he definitely has running ability, and they will test Miller behind the plate. A right-handed batter, Ryan Bolf, who's been nothing but perfect for the Colt 45s, almost anyway. He's 4 for his first 6 in a Colt 45's uniform. Stands in, taps the bat on the outside. Again, he also taps it on 2 spots on the plate. Good lead at first for Edwards, leaning back, though. Swung on, big swing, big miss, 1-2. Now you got to protect that dish up there. You need runs. Tanner Tweed on deck. Right-handed hitter. Fastball. Oh, I chased one in the dirt. Might have taken something off that. Might have just been a good changeup. Looked like the bottom did kind of drop out on it. A 1-2 pitch now coming. Need a tough at-bat here. Fouled it off his foot. He's okay, though, I think. Not whining about it. Tanner Tweet waiting to hit. You'd like to have him come to the plate with a couple of guys on. Peering in for the sign, the left-hander Sanderson. Now he delivers, change up, swung on, missed. He's out. First base is occupied, so he can't run down there. But you can still steal. It's still a live ball. Or you can take second on that wild pitch, which is exactly what happened. So both strikes out. But Edwards is now in scoring position with Tanner Tweet at the plate. He was 3 for 5 last night with a couple of ribbies. And we mentioned he is, he's been burning it up this last third of the season, particularly. Fastball fouled back. Took a good whack at that one. Against the Ringtails this year, he's 1 for 2 tonight, so he's 8 for 32 against the Ringtails, including a double and a triple and 5 runs batted in. 8 for 32, yep. Not bad. Here's 0 for 1. That one's a little up. 8 for 32, what's that? So that's 4 for 16. See how you learned how to do math when you're a kid and you can't get to your calculator? Everybody at home's going, well, we all know. It's like 222 maybe, something like that. Swung on, line towards left field. Left fielder goes back. It's over Downey's head. It'll be extra bases. A run will score. And, yes, Tanner Tweet has done it again. A run-scoring double for Tweet. And, boy, did this team need it. For Tanner, that is RBI number 24. Double number 7. If he gets another double tonight, he could just equal now with Tyler Thompson. Another double, he could pull even with Brendan Roop, who's no longer with the team, had to go home early, and we wish him well. What a fun year it was watching Brendan. But he could still catch Brendan in doubles if he gets another one tonight. 1-0. Daniel Duarte at the plate. He's 0 for 1. Walked and struck out. Steps off the rubber to try to get Tweet to go back. They're counting on him at Sac City. They made it all the way. Almost won a championship. And Tanner will be a figure big in their plans next year. Hit sharply third base side, but foul. Duarte got a big home run last night. It was in the eighth inning, and Tweet had a good, tough at-bat where he took a couple of shots at the long ball, but then shortened up his swing, got on base, and kind of, you know, got on base to give Duarte another shot at it, and he hit a low-to-the-ground rocket down the left field line. It wasn't a monster like he hit a couple of days ago. This one was a bullet. Here's a 1-1 pitch. They're ready to go. The catcher had gone out. The infielder had gone in, out to talk to the pitcher. Sanderson looks at second now with a 1-1 delivery, breaking ball away, 2-1. So Sanderson now 78 pitches. 3-1 count coming. Not sure when they'll pull the trigger. I'm sure he'd like to. He's already gone. He'd like to get through this inning so he could qualify for the win. But, hey, that doesn't matter all that much. Fouled back. Good fastball. He's still got a pretty little zip on it. You could hear that one hit a car out there in the parking lot. So now he's ready to get back in the box. A 2-2 pitch coming for Daniel Duarte, facing the left-hander Nick Sanderson. This might be Sanderson's last inning. It's 4-1. Colt 45's on the board. Duarte takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Daniel is 6-for-12 against the Ringtails this year. 5 runs, a double, and last night's aforementioned home run. So a payoff pitch coming. A man on second. Duarte at the plate. Bounced up there, ball 4, so there'll be 2 on for Kyle Schrodel. And let's see if Barrington comes out to make a change. Miller's going to go out and talk to the pitcher, but whatever, they've got it squared away. And does not look like Paul Barrington's going to make a move right here. So Schrodel will face the center fielder. The center fielder Kyle Schrodel will face the left-hander. Sanderson working from the stretch. Still not a breeze tonight at all. You need some. If you hit a home run tonight, you earned it. Runner going from second, throw down to third, and sliding in safely is Tanner Tweet. He just saw it and took it. Well, he's got a good first step, too. Very good base runner, fast. For Tanner, that's his 9th steal in just 33 games. So they have men on the corners now. 0-1, swung on, missed. He chased one, 0-2. Kyle's got to get it right now, get his head right. Now you want to protect that dish. This is a chance for the Colt 45 still to have a big inning here. They can do it. Here's the 0-2. Runner from first is going, fouled off. He'll head back to first, Duarte. Casey Buchanan would like to hit in this inning. He is on deck. Fans ready to cheer. An 0-2 coming. The right-handed batter from the left-handed pitcher. Runner going again from first. Fastball called, strike 3. Punched him out. And that is strikeout number 7 for the left-hander, Sanderson. The Colt 45s do get one run on 2 hits. A clutch 2-out double by Tanner Tweet included in that. And they leave 2 men on base. We'll go to the top of the 6th. Hold them right there where you're at. Colt 45s leading by a 4-1 score. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball, brought to you by the Omega Mortgage Group on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
John Downey, David Miller, and Christian Reynolds do up. A little treat here added to give them a couple of innings in this game is former Shasta High School star Brian Kilgore talking about walking on to hopefully pitch or play for Sacramento State. But you may recall Shasta High School, one of the tough guys, big right-hander. Kilgore, looking for some high school stats from him, but they didn't go through his senior year on Max Preps. But very well known in the area, of course, and has good stuff. Was an all-northern section pitcher, 4-2 with a 1.60 ERA and 48 strikeouts and nearly 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio. The right-hander's first pitch to the leadoff hitter Downey is over for a strike. I know he had some folks interested in him, but I think he's planning on walking on at Sac State, see if he can make it. Colt 45's giving him a kind of a September call up here. Good fastball again. It's up, check swing. Did he go for it? They're asking for help. He says, yes, they did go for it. The pitcher was demanding it. 0-2 now the count. On the left-handed batting, Downey. Downey hit a soft liner into a double play in the first, struck out in the third. These guys may have faced each other at some point. Downey out of U-Prep. Horsley looking for it low, down, breaking ball, and it was, but a little inside. 1-2 the count.
Wow. All right. A heavy hitter here.
Here comes the 1-2 from Kilgore. Outside corner. Called strike three. He hit the mitt. That's what you get. So Brian Kilgore, a good start as the third relief pitcher. For the Colt 45s, that closes the book on Akins, of course. Two very good innings, one walk and two strikeouts. He faced just one over the minimum, that guy who walked off of him. Good job out of the pen for Akins. We'll see, probably get a couple of innings out of Kilgore, and then the possibility they could finish up with Jeff Cross. Kilgore facing Miller. That one fouled back. 1-1 the count. Brian Kilgore. Standing in. One out. Taking his time out there. Miller, the right-handed batter. He's 0-2 tonight. Bounced a second and popped out, or rather flew out, in foul territory to left field. Breaking ball was just a little inside. Not that far off the plate. 2-1. A right-hander looking in for the sign. Working from the wind and delivers. Breaking ball swung on. Bloop towards left. Coming in. Making a dive for it. But he can't make the catch. It was both. So it'll be a base hit to left. You could tell coming in he was thinking about it. But it'll be a hit. Brings up Christian Reynolds. Reynolds 0 for 2. He whiffed twice against Nick Schrodel, the starter. Schrodel went the first three innings, gave up three hits and three earned runs, four runs, a walk and three strikeouts. Christian Reynolds now fouls one back. I believe Reynolds is from Shasta College, has played at Shasta. Right-handed batter stands in, awaits the pitch from the stretch. Ooh, that one almost got away. It was high. He's got a good, he has a very good fastball. And here comes the now 1-1 pitch, still working from the stretch. The runner at first is David Miller and doesn't have great speed. You don't want him stealing on you. And that one misses, 2-1. Reynolds awaits. Now a 2-1 pitch with the man at first. Fastball foul tip. Fouled it back into the net. 2-2. Impressed with his kid's stuff, he said that if he doesn't make the team, he might hang it up, which looks like he's got good stuff. He had certainly showed good stuff at Shasta in the North State, in the section. Struck out the first batter, then Miller singled in front of the left fielder. Both just couldn't come up with it. And we stand here. He delivers it 2-2. Breaking ball swung on. That one's hit pretty well down the left field line. How deep will it be? It's a fair ball into the corner, rounding third, and Miller's going to hold there. A one-out double. That one was hit well. Hung a breaking ball. And they have men on second and third for the number nine hitter, Diego Castaneda. Nobody throwing in the Colt 45's pen. I believe Rojas, or whoever the next pitcher will be, is already ready for the Ringtails, although they do have some players stretching out in the pen, so they may be doing some double stretches, switches, things like that. This is an important game for them. They want to win it. They'd like to take three for the first time ever from the Colt 45s during a season. Colt 45s have won six of the first eight. This is the ninth. Looking back to second, Brian Kilgore delivers a fastball up to Diego Castaneda. And this is where, you know, being a younger pitcher, you know, you've got big crowd, people. This is not professional, but you're playing against college players. You find out about yourself in this situation. Infield is in with men on second and third. They cannot afford to give up another run here, and that one's up. 2-0, first base is open. Brew in particularly close at first on the grass. Everybody else is on the edge of the grass. Fastball high and tight, 3-0. He might be pitching around him a little bit. Castaneda, the nine-hole hitter, who struck out twice. You'd like to think he'd go right at him. Let's see. Castaneda, Shasta College and Holy Names University. Shasta High School, actually. So the Shasta against Shasta there. That one's up and away, ball four. See if Barrett Faskin goes out to talk to the kid. They do have some action in the bullpen now. Right-hander getting loose. It's Akins, who I'm now decided I'm going to say he's 6'7 instead of 6'6 because I went back and looked. They were calling him 6'7 in high school. Hopefully he wouldn't be offended by that. So Faskin talking it over with the young kid just out of high school, hoping to walk on at Sac State. And he will be facing the top of their order, Thacker. And Thacker is 0 for 3 tonight. Colt 45s with a 4-1 deficit here, and now the bases are loaded. They don't want to let this thing get any further out of hand because you're starting to get down to, you know, the latter third. They have four more at-bats, but they have struggled to come up with a clutch hit before this past inning when Tanner Tweet doubled a run in with two outs. But they've still left seven men on base through five. So Colt 45s are going to have to hold them right here if they can. Corner infielders are now in. They're back for double play up the middle. So they would trade one run for an out here. First pitch, Kilgore looks like he's not bending that back now. I don't know if he's been pitching this summer or not, what kind of shape he's in. But he's now thrown 18 pitches. Fastball, that one's foul bomb. Fastball is solid. If he can spot that, maybe rely on that breaking ball a little less, he might be okay. But you don't want to get too deep in their lineup with that fastball. Ringtails have not been shy. They've hit five homers in this series against the Colt 45s. Here's 1-1 to Thacker. Breaking ball inside. Corner called strike two. I think Horsley was sitting outside. He had to scramble to catch it inside. This is the first time he's caught him, of course. And they still got the call from the umpire, who sits on the inside of the corner over the catcher's left shoulder against a right-handed batter. Now a 1-2 pitch. Bases loaded. One out. Kilgore exhales from the stretch. Fastball swung on, fouled back. Perhaps the difference between a high school hitter and an more experienced hitter. He fouled that one back. Some high school kids would probably just not touch it. They'd probably whiff at it. It's a pretty good fastball. It would be a good time for a strikeout. Also would be a good time for a ground ball. The batter asks for time. He gets it. Now, if it's a comebacker or a sharp one to either corner, you can come home and get the double play home to first. There's a breaking ball popped up towards left, coming in, running in, both going back. McCoy, they're going to fake the tag, and McCoy will run it in. Nobody's going anywhere, so that's out number two. And it brings up Chad Rossman now, the first baseman. Horsley going to go out and make sure they're on the same page against Rossman. He's a left-handed hitter. Hit the ball pretty well tonight. He singled in the first, walked and scored. He's actually scored twice, and then hit a liner to second in the fifth that Duarte handled. Bases loaded here. Brian Kilgore. First game for the Colt 45s, and boy, are his feet wet. He is right in it. He's in the mud. See if he can get out of it. Fastball up and in, misses 1-0. Colt 45s will have Buchanan, Brew, and Horsley up next inning. Chad Rossman. Pops a foul ball, left side, going to be out of play. Hits off the top of the Colt 45's dugout on the third baseline. As mentioned, an excellent crowd, about the same as last night. Might be a little bigger. Very good crowd last night. They saw a show, a 10-1 win. You almost always have an excellent crowd on Fan Appreciation Night. There are always some extra fun things and things going on behind the scene. I know they have a dollar t-shirt table and discounts and so on. I think they had to drain the tap. They were giving discount beer. Swung on, hit sharply towards first. Brew just has to field it, goes to a knee, does so, and steps on the bag. And, well, job well done, kid. Brian Kilgore gets out of a bases loaded jam on the three, unassisted for out number three. No runs. There were two hits, no errors, and three men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth, And we will see if the Colt 45s can come back. Trailing 4-1, we'll take out a new pitcher.